Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
So grateful to
you. Yeah, very welcome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Welcome. Beautiful. Now come in, we'll sign the book here.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Vanuatu Prime Minister Jotham Napat sharing a handshake ahead of signing a $500 million strategic agreement. The Nakamal agreement has been inked almost 10 months after Mr. Napat pulled out of a signing ceremony. At the time, he expressed concerns the deal would undermine Vanuatu's sovereignty and stifle investment deals with other nations, namely China. But this time around, Vanuatu's Prime Minister says the deal reflects the two countries' shared vision for a peaceful, stable and prosperous Pacific.
Australia and Vanuatu are close neighbours, trusted partners and enduring friends. Today's meeting reaffirms our shared commitment to continue to strengthen the comprehensive partnership between our two countries.
Prime Minister Albanese also says it's a win for both parties.
Above all, it is built on an equal partnership. We've concluded a balanced agreement that will protect our collective and individual security and our sovereignty. And it will support our interest in a stable, prosperous and secure region that we both call home.
The agreement cements Australia as the Pacific Island nation's primary aid and policing partner. It also includes a provision that Vanuatu will consult with Australia when it considers third-party engagement in its critical infrastructure, but there is no power of veto, as Australia originally proposed. Mr. Napat says Vanuatu has decided, however, it will not permit its territory to be used for any foreign military base or infrastructure.
As a nation, as a country, we have, in fact, passed an act in Parliament not to allow any militarization to actually be used for our critical infrastructure. And we give a very strictly attention to all our critical infrastructure.
Speaking to ABC News Breakfast, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has called the deal a transformational breakthrough in Australia's relationship with the Pacific.
There will be more to come. And that's because we are determined to continue to engage and to formalise our arrangements and relationships with the countries of the Pacific.
While the deal waters down some elements Australia initially proposed, namely to curb China's influence in the region, Ms. Wong says it strengthens Australia's strategic position.
I've been very upfront with Australians. We're in a permanent contest in the Pacific, a permanent contest for influence. So we are very pleased that we have, after a lot of negotiation and discussion, signed the agreement yesterday between the two prime ministers that confirms Australia's place as Vanuatu's most principal economic security and development partner.
Foreign policy analysts say the security deal could also strengthen Australia's ability to compete economically in the Pacific. Both countries have agreed to facilitate links between private sectors, with Australia committing to support Vanuatu's domestic labour market through training assistance, as well as Vanuatu's participation in the digital economy. Lowy Institute Pacific Islands Program Director Oliver Nobatau says this part of the agreement bolsters Australia's ability to rival China's economic influence.
Something that you don't always see is that there's a strong commitment within the agreement as well for sort of private sector linkages to assist with propping up Vanuatu's economy. So I think that's a key win for Australia to be a partner to ensure that it has a say or sort of can direct Australian investment going into Vanuatu as well. And that's a key area that we've been seeing competition across other Pacific Island countries as well, where there's a lot of Chinese investment.
China's foreign ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun says he's concerned that the agreement targets China, warning Australia against playing geopolitical games.
We hope cooperation between relevant countries and Pacific Island countries will contribute to the development and stability of the island region, not target any third party or be used as a tool for geopolitical rivalry.
Vanuatu is also currently finalising a separate deal with China, the Nameli Agreement. Prime Minister Napat says he'll be forthcoming with the details when it's officially signed.
It is not yet signed. We will share the agreement. There's nothing to hide. Our government is transparent.
Mr. Nobatau says when this agreement with China is published, Vanuatu's regional priorities will be made clear.
There's a risk that the Australian government does take on in that where it can be a partner of choice on paper, but no country really is limited from engaging with other countries as well. Until we see, you know, the actual copy of the Nameli Agreement, we won't actually know the full-on extent to that.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.